This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For our Econ Extra Credit project this month, instead of a documentary, we're watching director Frank Capra's holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life, from 1946. Central to the plot is the family business, Bailey Brothers Building and Loan Association. Here's the boss, George Bailey, played by James Stewart, who tells this to unsettled customers.
You're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house, that's right next to yours, and in the Kennedy house, and Mrs. Maitland's house, and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
We're joined by a professor who studied building and loans, not to be confused with savings and loans. David Mason is a history professor at Georgia Gwinnett College. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So do you like the character's explanation there? Does it help you understand what a real building and loan was?
Absolutely. It was basically an association that was member-owned. The individuals joined with the primary goal of becoming homeowners. And they did it by making monthly payments toward shares in the association. And those payments would then be lent back to them as the form of a home mortgage. And over the course of, say, 7 to 12 years, they would end up owning their own home.
So it was an institution that had an important role in what sounds like economic development of a very local area.
Absolutely. People would form them to be part of their local community. And home ownership was part of that status of, quote, becoming a true American.
And in the film, the greedy villain runs many things in that town. He has his fingers in a lot of pies, but he also has a more conventional bank. You could see how a building and loan might be seen as competitive to a commercial bank.
It was. Building loans needed the banks as a form of liquidity for meeting daily needs, but they were very separate in terms of what they lent to. Banks could not or often would not lend to homeowners because these were long-term commitments, and banks tended to make short-term loans. Building loans, on the other hand, they were all about providing mortgages. So there was a friendly rivalry, but, you know, in the movie, Mr. Potter wanted it all.
What happened to building and loan associations? They didn't really make it out of the Great Depression, did they?
Well, building and loans basically transitioned into what we call savings loans today. It was part of a process that the industry went through after the Great Depression to kind of like reorganize and unify itself and become in some ways more professional. Because, you know, in the movie, the Bailey Brothers Building and Loan really looks like a family business. And that was part of the appeal. But in the post-war era, the industry leaders wanted the savings and loans to be more like banks.
Yeah, especially since that's when deposit insurance, the FDIC, comes in. And if the government's going to backstop some of this money that people have in institutions like this, it's going to want a certain level of rigor.
Yes. The savings loan industry, or the building and loan industry, lobbied for and got deposit insurance just for savings and loans in 1935. They also got a federal charter for the federal savings and loans. So this is all part of that process of kind of like revamping and modernizing the building and loan image.
Now, of course, savings and loans run into trouble. That defines the latter half of the 1980s, this gargantuan government unwinding of parts of that system.
Absolutely. The problem with the savings and loans was deregulation. They basically let the institutions make loans on almost anything they wanted. And that led to all forms of corruption, fraud, but also just plain old bad lending decisions.
David Mason is a history professor at Georgia Gwinnett College. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.